Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here on the live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Plus, coming up, TikTok, the immensely popular app, especially among younger people. Apparently, Donald Trump wants to ban TikTok from the United States.
Yeah. Before we get to that, I just want to make a clarification on my stance on voting real quick.
Okay, sure.
For anybody who's not heard this complete thought before, if the organization known as government is only made up of violence, they only do violence to other people to get their way, then I look at the organization as a gun, right? Mm-hmm. When you cast a vote, you're just stating your preference at which group of people you want that gun to be pointed at.
Mm.
I don't want that gun to be pointed at anybody. In fact, I think the gun shouldn't exist. Hence, I don't vote.
Sure. Since you brought it up, then I would have to say to that, okay, then my concern for all the people that are non-voting and acting as though they're doing something is
not claiming that's you.
I'm not claiming I'm doing anything by non-voting. Okay. I completely am aware that my vote is statistically insignificant.
But what if a bunch
of
people stopped
activism?
What if a bunch of other people stopped voting? What if only 1% of the population voted?
Well, if everybody stopped voting, then
Everybody won't stop.
I tell you who votes on the school budgets and school board platforms? The teachers.
Yeah,
they always vote. Yeah, they got favorites.
They got families, too.
We know from all the studies that statistically, and if you want to have some relevance with your vote, the impact is felt locally in your local mm-hmm. communities. That's where you're going to have the real ability to change stuff with that kind of thing.
Yeah, if you believe that when you're voting that you're actually going to make a difference in the outcome, you need to go buy a lottery ticket because your chances are significantly better.
But when it comes to presidential elections, I don't need a ruler. I don't need a leader. I don't need a king. I don't need a president.
Oh, but you're going to get one.
I'm fully aware of that, but I would never dream of forcing my preferred choice on any of you guys, and I would hope that you wouldn't force that choice on me.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't want to force anything on anyone else, but that's
I just live in the real world where we're going to be forced to accept somebody as a president.
But that's why I vote for the Libertarian, because I would rather have somebody in there who purportedly also doesn't want to force things on
and
other
has
people.
Principles.
Well, that's what you believe, and then you find out
hopefully
if they actually become corrupted when they get the power, which they probably will, so it'll probably be a complete waste of time in totality.
Maybe, but let's see it happen first, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, unlikely to ever occur, but if people don't vote for the Libertarians, definitely never going to occur. So how do we take the government down from its current all-powerful position, if not by working within the system? Now, I agree with you. If all of a sudden there's a massive shift in the way people think, if all of a sudden tomorrow morning or after some number of weeks or months, we finally have a significant majority of the population, or even a supermajority, because, again, it won't ever be everybody, never, because there's always going to be somebody that loves power and the people that support those people. But if you manage to get a renaissance in the way people think about the state, when people start to look at the idea of the state as decrepit and as destructive as chattel slavery, and it begins to fall out of favor, then yeah, I think you would see things manifesting very differently. But as of right now, Captain, you've got a weak people who want to be told what to do, who want to be led. They want to have a strong man. They want to have that man take care of them, and they want to feel safe. And as long as that's the mentality in the population, and it sure seems like it. Now, Sturgis is an exception,
sure,
right? You look around, you can see all these people with these masks on. And so the idea that that's going to change anytime soon, I don't see it.
I'm not saying it's going to change anytime soon. I'm just saying that if I'm going to stay true to my philosophy and my principles, that's how I decide that.
Well, I think you should stay true to your principles, absolutely. I don't care whether you vote or not. It means nothing to me. ultimately.
Right. I just won't.
Now, just don't think it'll mean anything
to
anyone.
Now, I love the idea of activism within the system, right? If we want to, if we do want to change people's minds and we want to bring them around to the philosophy of freedom when they haven't even considered it,
mm-hmm.
perhaps they've never even heard of it before, then working within the system is definitely a good place to go for educational outreach, right? So things like Nobody's Campaign, for example.
That's our
Arias campaign, right? Those are great forms of activism to help spread the message of freedom.
You've even helped with Nobody's Campaign. You helped make a promo for him that's actually going to start running on the radio here locally. So that's pretty cool. So, you know, you've definitely worked inside the system in that way. You are contributing to a political campaign.
To be clear, as an act of activism, yes.
But if nobody loses by one vote, I'm coming to you, Captain.
Right. So this is a guy who changed his name to Nobody legally.
Yeah, that's right.
And that way everybody has a choice of voting for Nobody.
Well, not everybody, but the Republican ballot will have Nobody on it. Technically,
as many people as we can offer.
Technically, a Democrat could write him in on the Democrat ballot if they wanted to.
If somebody votes nationally for Nobody for president, that vote should be counted for this guy here.
Let's talk to, I believe his name is Josh. He's on our line as Liberty Nomad on the Discord server. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I was calling in just then last night about to leave to go to Sturgeon for evening interview. We were out there at the beginning of the week when vendors were setting up. And it was definitely busier than the last time I Sturgis off-season. But last night, kind of the first night, Friday night, was definitely packed. Mm-hmm. Very few people wearing a mask. Unlike Colorado when we traveled through, or Utah.
Now, when you say very few people wearing a mask, do you mean you could count them on one hand in a crowd of thousands? Or was it like 2% or 10%?
I would say you could stand on the block and watch people pass, and half an hour probably count two hands, maybe.
Nice. Wow. That's awesome.
Well, outside masks are relatively unimportant. I mean, much more. Well, much less important.
Not according to government.
I don't think the bikers care about that.
So
did you go inside anywhere?
Yeah, we went to One Eye Jack's. It's kind of a busy party bar, biker bar.
Mm-hmm.
Go-go dancers on the bar, and it was not necessarily shoulder to shoulder or elbow to elbow, but definitely standing room.
Yeah,
inside of six.
And no masks on in there.
And no masks.
Yeah,
no masks on the dancers. No masks on the bartenders.
Oh, who cares? Let them spread it. I don't care.
Body shots.
And for our listeners who don't know what else is happening there in the Sturgis area, Buffalo Chip and a couple of the other campgrounds are having rock concerts with, you know, rock bands. Like, I read that Quiet Riots is going to play.
Molly, they can bring Great White because they're
Molly Hatchet, you know, bands like that. You know, your standard rock fare, but you know, they're going to have concerts.
It's awesome.
Yeah, Steel Panther is playing, I think, at the Buffalo Chip next week. And we're planning on being there for that.
Hey, man, thanks for the update. Anything else you want to share about your experience at Sturgis?
No, just that we traveled from Washington. We were there during the whole ordeal. And we had these plans made from the beginning of the year, and we were excited to get out. Like I said, we came through Utah and Colorado, kind of right ahead of all of the mask mandates and the $10,000 fines in Colorado. It was a breath of fresh air in South Dakota State, where the first week that we were here, people, it wasn't outside of the norm to see somebody, but there was no finger pointing.
That's refreshing.
Never felt under attack to not wear. I've yet to be asked to wear a mask or asked to leave.
Excellent. Nice.
Just at Target, they asked if we wanted a mask, turned it down, and went about our business.
And this is the Target in the area of Sturgis?
In Rapid City.
Yeah. Very good. Liberty Nomad, thank you for the call. That's really appreciated. Was wondering if somebody was there in Sturgis, and turns out one of our listeners is there.
I'd tell him to have fun, but he's going to.
He's already. It's already gone.
He has no choice.
Yeah. Every time somebody calls in from the area of Rapid City, that sort of thing, I always remember my trip to the Badlands where I went mountain climbing and almost died. Yeah. It was... Exciting.
I almost fell asleep at the wheel driving through the Badlands one day. Yeah.
855.
Bad.
453. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Coming up, can Trump actually ban an app? Is that a thing you can do in the United States of America, you know, with a free speech and everything? You can tell us what you think coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from Bitcoin. Twitter hacked. Bitcoin blamed. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace will soon have a Bitcoin logo on his car. Banks will make $18 billion in fees on COVID-19 relief funds. Bitcoin Cash still lets you control your own money. PayPal confirms it's developing cryptocurrency capabilities while still shutting down accounts of crypto users. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to their channel on YouTube.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. Coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, or Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Join us here on the live Saturday edition of the show. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash cryptocurrency, you can do it with AnyPay. And now they'll actually hook you up with passive income if you set up local businesses with the AnyPay Cash Register app. Just download AnyPay Cash Register from the Google or Apple App Store and get started just kind of experimenting with it and testing it out and, you know, getting familiar with how the app works, because you got to know what you're doing if you're going to be introducing it to somebody else.
Yeah.
So you learn it first over at any...
Kind of, right? You could introduce somebody to something and confuse the heck out of them, and then later on they go and figure it out themselves.
Yeah, but then you probably won't get credit for it.
Like it's going to work.
I don't think you're going to get the passive income if you don't put the effort in. So you got to get them set up by getting the AnyPay Cash Register app. Get it for yourself, learn how it works, and then if you can help a local business owner get it rolling, then you let the folks know over at AnyPayInc.com. And they will get you connected with their little rewards program.
It's a great program.
The AnyPay Ambassador, as they call it.
AnyPay. The only one I'm aware of offered by any sort of crypto cash register vendor.
It's the biggest one that I'm aware of. I know there's at least one other, but it's very small by comparison. AnyPayInc.com. You can go there and learn more. Or just download AnyPay Cash Register. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Robert is in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Yeah. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, hi. I've been listening and I've been thinking to myself, what's the most important thing about which I might be able to speak? And I think that would be, you know, there are a lot of people who are not living up to their potential because it's very hard sometimes for people who are not good at selling themselves and what they know out on the open market. And it's important that the United States, the government, help people do that so that people can reach their potential.
You want the government to help people sell themselves on the market? What do you mean by that?
To help people reach their potential by being able to sell their knowledge on the market. There's some people who have a lot of knowledge, like engineers.
And what do you want the government to do to help them with that?
I mean, they're basically the definition of people aren't good at selling things.
Yeah.
Well, they have to be able to market themselves and their knowledge. Otherwise, they could sit home with all the knowledge in the world in their minds. But it's useless. It's like
I'm pretty sure the government wants them to sit home doing, you know, nothing because there's a crackdown, COVID, and all that. But what would you want them to do? What would you say ideally the government should be doing for people?
They should have a first-class employment intermediation service. In other words, employment agency, a state employment agency that finds people who are sitting home. Yes, well, of course. Because who?
Have you ever been to the DMV?
Government-run employment agencies, and they're, I mean, this is the problem, Robert, is that the government is pretty much bad at everything that it does. There's a few instances where you can pull out something and say, hey, look, this failure was far less of a failure than the rest of their failures, but, you know, it's kind of a 1% kind of grab. The rest of it, they're the only organizational model where you get more money by failing, so they're actually incentivized to fail.
Well, government is good at a few things.
Killing.
They wouldn't.
Taking your money.
That's because the free market doesn't want to kill its customers. The free market wanted to kill, it would be a lot better at
that's
it than
true.
Government.
That's true.
Curious if Robert has ever been to Job Services and what he thinks about that organization or sub-organization.
Oh, I'm sure it's pretty bad. Then the government should actually hire a subcontractor and get that subcontractor to be Johnny on the spot. And if it doesn't, get a new subcontractor or get several of them.
What is Job Services, though?
Job Services is exactly what you think it is. It's a government agency where if you're unemployed.
This is like a local, like Seattle
thing? Yeah, so.
Because you're from Seattle.
No, it's more than just Seattle. There's different versions of this across the nation.
Okay.
Let's just take Seattle, for example.
But it's local. It's not federal.
It's generally a state agency.
Yeah.
Let's say I got laid off from my job due to COVID. In order to collect employment, I have to file at the state level with Job Services.
Oh, okay.
In order to continue to collect my unemployment, I have to prove that I'm looking,
you're
for,
looking
jobs.
For a job.
I fill out a little thing that says, yes, I've looked at these three jobs this week or whatever.
Okay.
And then Job Services will have you come in randomly, supposedly, and like interview with somebody, and they'll look over your resume and tell you whether or not it sucks. You know. And generally speaking, when that has happened to me and I've followed all of that, they're just like, yeah, you'll be fine, like, because I'm on top of my crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
what was your question about Job Services?
Has he ever been to one? Because
Robert,
they are the equivalent of what he's talking about, but at a state level.
Well, the thing is, I did go to one when I came here 15 years ago, because actually I had a business in Germany, which I closed down because I had to come over and take care of my mom, just look after her, make sure she was okay. So, consequently, I was going to start a business here, but I I never actually got around to it. I tried a lot of different kinds of jobs to see what it was like. But in any case, I found out that the job mediation services were just like you described, miserable. But that's
so you think the federal government is going to make them better?
No, not me. It could be state, it could be local. But I'll tell you what, when I was in Germany...
Before you go on with your Germany, you know, encounters, why would you think that what is already a terrible experience could somehow be better given the same bureaucratic disincentives and misincentives? Because government doesn't have the same incentives for excellence as people in the competitive market. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. And that's
so why would you advocate for this?
Well, I'm suggesting a subcontractor or contractors and subcontractors and see which one is the better and hire.
So you're saying that the people in government should hire their buddies in corporations to do the work and force all the taxpayers to pay for it?
No, I'm suggesting that they figure out that they hire like several of them in different places. Different
Isn't that just corporatism and favoritism, though? Nepotism.
No, you want to see which one is good, then okay, get rid of one that's not so good.
But what if you think one's good and I think one's bad? Whose opinion is the most important?
You have to have a good feedback system.
Mm-hmm. But people won't agree. So some people will say I had a great experience with Company A, and other people may say I had a terrible experience with Company A. Then what do you do?
A good statistician, or a good secret chopper, or what do you call it, Confederate chopper, somebody who goes in and just checks them out. There are ways to check those things out. Just look at Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union. He knew what was going on.
Yeah, Mark, I think this is your area.
Who watches the Watchers? Huh? So you're gonna have.
Sorry, I choked when you brought up Joseph Stalin as a positive example.
A centralized government bureaucracy, you're saying, needs another centralized bureaucracy to check on them.
I'm just saying that they taught Fidel Castro the system. So he used that system, and he caught the KGB trying to get rid of him. So he told the KGB, if you guys ever try that again,
didn't he also murder a bunch of gay guys, too? Or was that...
They did all kinds of horrible things, absolutely. They really, yeah. The Letz der Dreck, as they say in German, is what they were in both of those systems. But, you know, every system has its advantage, has its good points.
No, I don't think it really does. Because if you can
learn from everything, I will agree with Robert on that.
Even if you can find something that the system didn't totally botch up, okay. Well, as you pointed out earlier, I think, Mark, the marketplace would do it better, right? The marketplace would do it more efficiently. The marketplace would do it voluntarily.
And with choice.
And with choice. So if you didn't like the results, you could not support that particular market actor. But in the system, you've got to.
I drive down the road, I see signs for businesses that are literally advertising jobs for $18 to $22 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that the dollar's devalued since I was an hourly worker. But, man, I'd have snatched that up in a second.
Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. Look, people want jobs. They're out there. It's not that hard to find them, and there are already people who will help you do that. And if you don't feel like there's enough of those services in your area, why bother begging the government to do something about it? Why don't you just do something about it?
Make one.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx told several state and local officials to get on top of it this week in those cities seeking increases in the trend of positive COVID-19 cases. Birx warned the leaders of the nine cities, Atlanta, Omaha, Nebraska, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, and D.C. during private calls, according to the Center for Public Integrity. Birx is also concerned about California's Central Valley. Brent Sowcroft, an architect of American foreign policy during the Cold War and national security advisor to Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush, has died at the age of 95. Sowcroft was a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force. Sowcroft served as military aide to President Richard Nixon and was chosen by Mr. Ford to serve as national security advisor after President Nixon's resignation. He oversaw the evacuation of American officials from Vietnam in 1975. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring anything you want. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about what's going on over down under.
Vegemite sandwiches?
Yeah. If you can get out of your house, you might be able to make one. Hopefully, you've got a supply of Vegemite backed up, because you
can only buy two at a time.
You can't leave your house or something. It's pretty bad right now in Melbourne. We'll tell you what's happening there. It's one of the world's worst, apparently, crackdowns or lockdowns. But also in the news, the story about TikTok. Now, have you guys ever seen a TikTok video before?
I think I have, but I've never used the app. I've never downloaded it. I don't know anybody who has it or has said, dude, check out my TikTok.
I have downloaded and tried TikTok.
I'm apparently too old for it or something, I guess.
Yeah. And there's a
Ian's
lot of
trying
content
to pick up, the 16-year-old girls at the middle school.
I think that's a little old for middle school there.
Pardon me if I don't know. Pardon me if I'm not up on my age as a middle school girl.
That could have been held back. We don't know.
I actually set that up so that I could extend the joke out a little further.
But yeah, there are a lot of young people on TikTok, that is for sure. But there's a surprising number of older folks there as well. There's, you know, mostly junk, not anything really that entertaining.
So it's a video platform?
Watching. Yeah, it's a video platform. Okay. But some things are pretty entertaining. Some people are pretty creative, and so they, you know, they deserve a lot of credit. Some of them do. Anyway, there's a lot of content on this app. I mean, they've got, I don't know, however many hundreds of millions of users, maybe even more. I don't know what the numbers are, but in the United States, there's quite a few people that that use this app, especially young people. And it showed up on the headlines in recent weeks because TikTok is apparently a Chinese app. And they were allegedly using a code, part of their app, to sniff on your copying clipboard. Like, so whatever you copy to your clipboard, it would be able to discern that and log it, basically, was the claim.
Yeah, and most of – when it comes to apps, you're basically trusting the app to
be nice.
Be nice. Yeah. And the so if you're getting it from the App Store, the chances are that Google and Apple have made sure that they're playing by the rules.
That
or
doesn't
whatever.
Happen with the Google Store. With Apple, they do assess products more thoroughly, from what I understand, but the Google
removes apps.
They'll
all
remove
the time
them after the fact.
Yeah,
Google will only remove.
They're not proactive.
Right. They'll only remove an app once someone brings it to their attention, like, oh, this is a phishing app, this is a hacking, you know, tool or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, most people who are downloading apps are downloading apps that have been downloaded a million times already or whatever.
It doesn't make them safe, but it certainly makes you feel like that they're useful.
I'm just
or
saying
whatever.
That it's apps that you get off people's websites.
Yep.
Presumably haven't been tested.
That's right.
And apps that have gotten so big that they can tell Google to stick it. You know,
based on the headlines that I've read about TikTok, because I read the news, you know, I read the headlines, and I don't read the articles, right? But based on I will if they interest me, but
right.
I have no interest in reading about TikTok. But the headlines would have me believe that Donald Trump has already banned TikTok.
Yes.
So and that's why I wanted to talk about this.
Right.
I really personally don't care about TikTok. You know, whether it disappears tomorrow off the face of the planet doesn't matter to me. But if they're disappearing because the government targeted them, then I'm interested.
Right.
And I want to know what's going on. And when Trump starts talking about how he thinks he can ban an app, then that catches my attention. And I'm like, all right, we got to talk about this. Because, well, first of all, right on its face, it seems pretty obvious that in the United States, what with freedom of speech and all, which has been, you know, of all the problems that the government has here, it's still been pretty good about allowing people to complain, right?
Yeah, like, look at us on our radio show.
We still have some semblance of freedom of speech. There's certain words we can't say, but besides that, you know, we can pretty much cover any topic, and we don't have any real significant restrictions. There are a few, but not many. And a lot of that has more to do with the radio industry and what's considered appropriate and whatever. Advertisers would want to get behind, and so there are some market forces at function there too. But in this case, the initial headlines was that Trump was going to ban TikTok. Well, then there was another headline saying Trump was going to back down on banning TikTok because there's a chance that Microsoft was going to purchase the TikTok property in the United States. So I guess they have like their own U.S. division, and Microsoft was talking about buying that. But now Trump has issued an executive order regarding TikTok, and apparently rather than banning the app itself, they took a different tack and are banning the service from the United States, meaning that you cannot interact with the TikTok company. That's supposedly how this is written. Let me share you a little bit more here from NPR.
Yeah, because I'm confused.
They talk about the video sharing app being hugely popular, and this the app is actually planning on filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration as soon as Tuesday, according to a person directly involved with the forthcoming suit. It'll be filed in the district court in South California, where TikTok's American operations are based. NPR has learned the suit will argue that Trump's far-reaching action is unconstitutional because it failed to give the company a chance to respond. It also alleges the administration's national security justification for the order is baseless, according to the source, saying it's based on pure speculation and conjecture. The order has no findings of fact, just reiterates rhetoric about China that has been kicking around. The White House declined to comment on the expected litigation, but defended the executive order from the president, saying, quote, "The administration is committed to protecting the American people from all cyber-related threats to critical infrastructure, public health and safety, and our economic and national security," they claim. So what they're doing is, under the executive order, quote, any transaction, unquote, between a U.S. citizen and TikTok's Beijing-based parent company, ByteDance, will be outlawed in 45 days for national security reasons.
It seems like it could be interpreted very broadly.
Yes. I suspect the interpretation would be that a transaction would mean you opening the app, you sending any sort of data to it, you doing anything with it.
Asking support for some help while you're installing it. You know, that seems like, what is a transaction under the definition of this particular order, right?
I because suspect sometimes, it's any interaction with
sometimes
the app.
Sometimes a transaction means a monetary thing.
Right. But you don't pay for TikTok. At least I don't think you do.
Right.
I mean, maybe they have some sort of a paid tier, but I guarantee you the 100 million people or whatever that are using it aren't paying for it.
100 million?
Wow. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It may be more than 100 million. I don't know if that's in the United States. It's probably worldwide or whatever, but it's a very, very popular app. The app has also, they say, they talk a little bit about, you know, the short videos are usually like 15 seconds, very, very short. The app has also been used to antagonize the president, including when thousands of teens reserved tickets to the president's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with no intention of going, inflating the Trump campaign's expectations for the event and causing embarrassment over the disappointing turnout.
Orange man bad? No. Orange man sad.
Yeah. If the presidential ban goes into effect, the app may no longer be able to send software updates, rendering TikTok unmanageable on smartphones and eventually non-functional. So they're considering a transaction, I think, to mean any data moving from one to another.
I mean, that effectively bans the
That's
app
right.
without banning the app, right? They,
yeah.
they used, once again, legally used the words of bureaucracy
yeah.
to weasel word their way into the effective outcome that they did so desire.
And they're using national security as their excuse. And if it's true that TikTok is copying people's clipboards, that is a bad thing.
You say
and
sniffing?
There's no doubt about that.
Like they built a digital Biden?
Biden's
into their app.
That's definitely not a good thing, but I would rather encourage people to uninstall the app rather than using the violence of the state to force them to be able to use the app.
You know, the internet is global, right? I can visit websites in various different countries around the globe. And not have a problem why I can't use an app because it's based in China and it hurt Orange Man's feelings. I'll never know.
TikTok's more than 1,000 U.S.-based employees could have their paychecks indefinitely frozen. It could force
landlords. Right, because that's a transaction.
That's right. It could force landlords housing TikTok operations to evict them. And Trump's order could make it impossible for American lawyers to represent TikTok in any U.S. legal proceedings. And this is crazy. This doesn't sound legal to me. But I'm not an attorney.
I really hate all of this.
Well, you keep throwing mud at the wall, and sooner or later something sticks.
None of this sounds like freedom to me.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, if Trump wanted to make young voters happy, he's just about to piss a lot of them off. He's going to ban one of their favorite apps.
It still won't get him to the polls.
That's true. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in in your garden a powerful, life-renewing Turbo Boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to Turbo Boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, you take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can go to get signed up for our email list. You know, we've been doing weekly emails generally, but I actually cut it back. I skipped a week recently because we actually ran out of email space because of some major spamming problem that attacked our server. And so, you know, maybe they'll be emailed once a week, or maybe I'll just do it when I feel like it, because it was getting to the point where I felt like I was scraping, you know, like I don't want to do something that I feel like I'm scraping to, like, okay, what do I talk about this week? I can't think of anything. But I feel like I got to write something because I said I was going to do it weekly. So I don't know. I'll do it when I want. You can sign up for the email system over at freetalklive.com, and then we will update you on cool new things. And there is going to be a pretty cool new thing, I think, coming up soon, but the amplifiers are going to get to test that first. So if you're not a Free Talk Live amplifier, then you won't find out first.
Are we going to add, like, a, you know, wah pedal to the amplifiers?
Not saying. Can't say.
That's a guitar joke.
Yes.
But don't fret about it.
Go to freetalklive.com, and you find the email sign-up box down there at the bottom of pretty much every page.
Left me feeling hollow.
He's stringing us along.
All right. So we go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was time for a COVID update. I haven't called in for a while on COVID.
Now, here's Gene the Christian Anarchist with the COVID update.
All right.
Back to you, Gene.
So, we currently now have been treating COVID patients for 5 months, I guess.
You work in a doctor's office.
Yes, and we have four four practitioners, and we see typically upwards of 70 and usually less than 100 patients a day. So pretty good size little office. And of all the people that we've seen, the only people we know who have died weren't actually being treated by our office, but were some of our elderly patients who went to the hospital and died. And that's, I think there's two of those. But most all the patients are still doing great. The mm-hmm. ones, most of them, of course, have recovered by now, and they're back to their normal lives. And originally we started out with the hydrochloroquine and azithromycin and zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a while they said, you can't do that anymore. So then we were just using a good steroid and another antibiotic, and that seemed to be just about as effective, really, at helping. Because all you're trying to do is get rid of the inflammation and make sure that they don't get any bacterial infection in the meantime.
Right.
So all of that said, we've had only one of our employees just recently came up COVID positive.
Hmm.
So we've seen all these patients all this time. We finally had one, and she claims that she got it from somebody she contacted off-site. In other words, in her private doings,
mm-hmm.
she
mm-hmm.
ran into somebody who apparently came down with COVID. I don't know the exact details. But so apparently she didn't even get it from contact in the office. So
when you say she came up positive, like, did she also exhibit symptoms, or she just had to take the test because it's required and she tested positive?
Oh, yeah. She had just the regular normal symptoms. I mean, it's like coming down with a cold or something.
Okay.
Well, the cold is generally a coronavirus. I mean, there's
yes.
several different
it is a virus.
Things that could be
very similar.
Called the cold. But one of the things that is called the cold is, in fact, a coronavirus.
Yeah, there are a lot of coronaviruses out there,
yep.
and this is just one.
This
one's
just called COVID-19.
Yeah. And so I just wanted to let people know that it doesn't seem to be that big of a deal. I mean, we're in the industry, and I'm certainly not afraid of getting it, and I'm 68 years old, mm-hmm. so I guess I'm considered high risk, so I really don't care. In fact, I'd just as soon get it and get it over with, except
yep.
for, you know, you've got the 10 days you have to stay home, at least here where we are.
I was going
to
say,
10 days.
This employee of yours, are they in the 10-day period? Are they, you know, did they recover
yes.
already and they're back, or?
They're recovering, but they're at home. In the middle of their 10-day period, so
okay.
When they come back. And so it doesn't seem like anybody else has gotten it. And
okay, so I've been paying closer attention because things have been blowing up in Florida, where is my, you know, my hometown. This is Sarasota, Florida, mm-hmm. and Mom wants to go home at some point, and my mom's 80, so I've been paying close attention to it. And one of the things that I will note is that looking at the nationwide deaths, you know, pre-COVID, the deadliest week in January of this year is you know, is deadlier than any week in June or any week in July, as reported by the CDC. So the regular cold and flu season, you know, that was the deadliest week in pre-COVID, and that week is deadlier than any week that has followed since then in June or July. So, you know, yeah, things weren't so hot in late March, April, even parts of May, but June and July, you know, no big
right.
deal.
And not that many people are dying, like you say. The death rate, if you check it against previous years, it's actually lower right now than previous years.
Yeah.
If you're counting all deaths. So
the WHO says the mortality rate is 0.6%.
And I've pointed out to people on Twitter
right.
And over the studies that have been done through the last decade that show that masks don't prevent the spread of virus. Any effectiveness is close to zero. If you look at all of the studies, and there's been at least 20 or 30 of them that are peer-reviewed, and so
well, then how
any
come
virus
the journal,
is basically the same.
The New England Journal of Medicine said that masks, after it said that masks were inconsequential, said that masks were consequential. Why'd they do it?
That's a darn good question, and if you find the answer, why don't you let me know, because I'd like to know.
I would guess because they're corrupted, and they'll do whatever
yeah.
it is their masters in government tell them to.
Well, I would say
I would think that's true.
we don't know is exactly, why does the government want you to wear masks, Ian?
Because it's an obedience thing, number one.
They could get
how far they can push it.
If they really wanted to push obedience, they could get lots of people to do obedience for lots of different reasons. They wouldn't need a pseudo reason to do it. You know,
this is the current reason.
Well,
this is such a mind control, such a mind control action. I can't believe how many people are so dead set on putting these masks on that they will actually start a fight with somebody over it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it used to take in order to get, you know what fighting words used to be?
This is the reason. Hold on, Gene. The reason is because the government is two groups, not one. It's the Democrats and the Republicans, and they want us fighting. That's the reason for masks, is because the Democrats want us fighting the Republicans over masks. And the Republicans
But the Republicans are mandating masks, too. Stop that. I mean, you're acting like the Republicans are somehow anti-mask. It's not true. The state of Texas has a mask mandate in place, and there's a Republican, I believe, who's the governor there.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's not the only one.
There are people out there that actually believe that if you don't wear a mask, you're somehow endangering their lives. I mean, they are so...
They're so scared. They're so fearful.
They're right, but you were endangering their lives before the COVID thing that came along, too.
No, they're endangering their lives by going out, okay? If they don't want to be caught with somebody's disease, they should stay the hell away from everybody.
And the science is clear. The masks do not help prevent the spread of viruses. Now, why would that be the case? I can only guess. Obviously, a mask will stop people from spitting on other people. That's true.
Yep. Yeah, the accidental sort of talking, you pop your peas.
But then the flip side of that is nobody is using the mask in a sterile way. They're constantly touching it, moving it. I stick mine in my pocket, you know, just so I can have one when I need it.
I see the guy hanging from his rearview mirror.
They all do that.
Yeah, hanging from the
mirror.
Well,
that sun kills it.
all of these things reduce the effectiveness, any effectiveness that masks might have, which is very minimal to begin with. So the fact is, all this is just theater. It's not doing a darn thing to help anybody. We would have the same number, same level of sickness with or without the masks.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you. Calling us in there from Tennessee. He works in a doctor's office. He's dealing with this stuff day in, day out.
I love the firsthand, you know, accounts.
Yep. Yep, we had somebody from Sturgis earlier. Got a doctor's office here. He's the manager, by the way, over there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about Trump banning transactions with TikTok, which, according to some interpretations, would mean that TikTok would no longer be able to send or receive data from U.S. users, so essentially banning people from the platform. It may make it so they can't even pay their rent, so they would be banned from the physical facilities. Their employees would not be able to be paid, so they would lose all their jobs.
It's getting dumber.
It's pretty dumb. 855-450-FREE. And so if you care about freedom of speech, then I'm sorry, but that means that the Chinese people should have a freedom of speech, too.
Bingo.
In the United States. Okay? I don't like communism or whatever, but not all Chinese folks are communists, so keep that in mind, too.
This is the Communist Party.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.